Good evening. Today is March 26, 2009, 12, and you're listening to the Granny Podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Quaker Oatmeal, a mouthful of delicious fiber in every bite.
I had to mute myself for that.
I took a really nice bike ride this morning by the lake. It was really nice.
I don't know if you guys are making fun of NPR or not.
Yes!
I would never do such a thing. That's ridiculous, and I can't believe you would imply that.
What time's Prairie Home Companion come on?
I think, like, early morning Saturdays.
All right. Why don't we do this?
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Topic master, speak!
2009-12.
Crying right now. All right. So, welcome to the first ever Granny Podcast. My name is Kimber, and I am here with Julia, Vinny, Saul, and Addie.
Hi.
What's up?
I love you.
Oh.
Love life. Love you too, bros.
Addie, you keep that to yourself.
But I want to share my love.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a secret thing.
No, he loves me like he loves Quaker oatmeal because
I do.
Delicious fiber in every bite.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about, Julia. Okay, never mind.
Julia is my fiber in every bite.
I didn't tell you. You know what? You know what Addie told me today? Because I told him today is actually my grandiversary. I have been in Granny for exactly 1 year today. And that means that Addie started following me exactly 1 year ago. And then he was talking about how I'm his role model, guys.
I'm trying to send things to our house, but you know the postal today.
Yep.
I want to send that dead rat to her.
Well, you know, after the anthrax incident, Addie, I've kind of stopped opening letters from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Kimber. Kimber. Yeah. I'm going to mail you a tampon just like I did to Rick Santorum.
You did it.
Did you really?
I did. I put a lipstick kiss in the envelope, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you, Julia. I love you. Oh, I'm doing my research paper on abortion, and I plan on quoting him a lot.
Yeah, good people to quote also Gloria Steinem. You should look her up. She's a feminist activist and writer, and she's really brilliant, so
maybe we should.
Speaking of quoting people, did anyone hear about the Hunger Games Twitter thing? The tweets about Hunger Games and the racism stuff?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, you know,
I don't know, I feel like this is not, I mean, maybe someone can cite a specific example of this, but I feel like this isn't the first time I've seen not very intelligent and willfully ignorant fans of a book or something be upset.
Well, so a Tumblr got set up basically that kind of collected a bunch of awful tweets from people pointing out racism, prejudices, and stuff in relation to the Hunger Games. No, it's the internet, so you know it's. But they did it specifically on the Hunger Games, and I'm kind of glad they did because it does point out, you know, a bigger issue than, oh, people are being ridiculous about the Hunger Games. It's just,
right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, so Kimber sent us all the article, I think, and, you know, read that. Did anyone go to the Tumblr page and check that out?
I didn't even notice there was a Tumblr page.
I think I saw the screenshot of it.
I always check the links in an article if I'm interested in the subject, you know, to kind of see what their sources are. The very first thing you see when you go to the Hunger Games tweets Tumblr is a post that says, it's from Hunger Games tweets saying, the number of tweets complaining about Rue and Thresh being black have greatly reduced, and it's all thanks to you guys. Now, when I first read that, I'm a bit cynical, I guess, and I was like, well, it might also be because the opening has already happened and passed, and in internet time, it's over. But
when I read the article, I had to say that I never pictured Rue as being African-American. I always pictured her as being a Native American, mainly because I always imagine Panem, and probably said that wrong, but I imagine that as kind of like a whole tribal thing, and I don't know why, but imagined her. So I was a little surprised when people told me.
When they described Katniss, they were saying, you know, like, she had really dark hair, or, like, you know, and she had, like,
she
all of...
Greek, yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, like, they had a white girl, like a blonde white girl that she just dyed her hair, and that's what, you know, the article pointed out. But when they were talking specifically about Rue, they, you know, she made it clear that she had dark skin. Now, it's at least, you know, like, people, I don't know exactly, you know, what they thought that meant. I mean, yeah, you could interpret that as, I guess, a number of things. She could have been, you know, like you said, Native American. She could have been, you know, black. I didn't think it really mattered.
Doesn't really matter in your interpretation of character.
But
you know what I think is really telling, too, is that we have this thing. Maureen Johnson commented on this once, but I don't know the exact quote, but she's saying something like, you assume that if I don't specifically state the race of someone that I write, or even the sexual orientation, that they're straight and white. And I think that's interesting, because we have this idea of white ethnocentrism as being a normal thing, and most of the population isn't white. Like, that's... I just think it's very telling. That's what we assume, that whiteness is neutrality, which is not true. There's no such thing as neutrality in terms of race.
Whenever I read a book, I
think it's, I mean, maybe not in, obviously not in, in reality, because we know that that's, for a fact, that that's not true. But in literature, at least for the majority of literature, especially in classic literature, white ethnicity was kind of the norm. And that's kind of like why I mean, and I'm not saying that it's not a bad thing for people to think that way, but because we've all been raised, like, reading all these different classics, and under the impression that every single one of these characters that we have all read about, and all, like, the classic novels, and even in comic books and whatever, like, every, the common, the normal race has, or the normal, sorry, the normal culture of picturing a character is white, and
right.
That's actually a really good example of the comic books, what you're talking about, because in, you know, when you're reading like a classic novel or whatever, you don't get an illustration. With comic books, they show you what, you know, how it's envisioned. And I can see what you're saying about the classics. I mean, if you think about it, like, as far as we're talking about, at least within the English language, the English literature, you know, where it's coming from, you know, and
that's not true. There have always. I was just talking about this in my Women and Gender Studies class today. There have always been ethnic people, quote-unquote ethnic, whatever the hell that means, in every single part of the world. It's a matter of whiteness, usually the white people, because traditionally minorities have been oppressed and offer less opportunities to increase their social status and get a better education and make more money. So you have this idea of the white, you know, upper middle class being the norm, and that's not true at all.
No, I was talking about who was doing the writing.
Right, like, it's been pushed on us from, like, birth.
Oh, I definitely agree with you, yeah.
To, like, reading all these different classics that only centralized over, like, having the white...
Right.
I mean, either the white, the white male or the white female being,
And for a woman to be, you know, like you're talking about the opportunities, it was uncommon. Like, when we're talking about, you know... 1800s, early 1900s, has really just been in the past, like, 100 years that, like, so much has changed. And we're actually at a very unique time in history now as far as what we're talking about with the English language and literature, because there is a lot more opportunity out there. It's funny,
I mean,
because
really
there's been so many... There's been so many passionate debates within our groups about Disney princesses. It's hilarious.
I'm really surprised that a lot of us are still friends. Like, we haven't, like, just, like, divided and split. I swear, that one debate we had with Hallie.
I wasn't even part of
that. I thought that was going to be the end of it. I was like, I really enjoyed our friendship. It's been a great run. Grady has been around long enough.
So, right now, let's all talk about Screw, Marry, Kill with our favorite fictional characters, Kimber, throw the bat at me.
Except, Vinny's actually going to go ahead and start us off.
All right, that's
Vinny,
fine.
Vinny, throw the bat at me.
All right. We were talking about Beauty and the Beast. So Belle, the Beast, and actually, you know, I'm just going to make it an all Beauty and the Beast. Belle, the Beast, and Gaston.
Oh, not Mrs. Potts?
Can I kill
them? That was definitely my F.
That would have been too easy.
Okay, so basically our choices...
Mrs. Potts is such...
...are an intelligent, you know, really pretty girl, an abusive prince, and egotistical, abusive, because I guess, you know... That's really hard, because you'd actually have to, like, have sex with one of them.
Wait, who's the third one? Who's the third one outside of Belle, Beast, and who else?
Gaston.
Oh, he's got his own theme song, just saying.
He does.
I would kill the Beast. I would kill him and...
Kill the Beast!
Dude, this is an easy question. You just need to hit it and quit it with Gaston, kill the prince, and then you can marry Belle and have a nice platonic...
But,
does it work if it's two straight women being... Was that still called a beard? That's not still called a beard.
It depends on your state.
My issue is...
I'm going with Julia.
Like, it's not like you'd be, like, you know, quote-unquote, like, fitting into, like you know, like, society's idea of normativity. But, so, like, I don't know. I guess if you lived in an alternate universe where, like, same-sex couples were, like, the norm.
But my issue is...
Like,
same-sex
straight couples, you're saying.
Julia... The alternate universe would have a gay Rick Santorum.
Yes, it would. He would be like, no, straight people, they'd be making babies.
He would be so sassy. He would be sassy. Let's admit it.
Yeah, he would eat a lot of corn dogs and ice cream cones, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey.
Or does he already?
Oh.
So does everyone kill the Beast?
No,
yes.
Because, like, here's my issue, is with Gaston, you see with Belle, he is, like, really stalkerish. You know, like, I feel like you wouldn't be able to hit it and quit it with Gaston. Like, if he likes you, he's gonna... No. Like, I don't want him in my life.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. I'm just gonna throw this out there. Consider the raw passion of the Beast. Just saying.
Oh.
Consider bestiality.
Hey, I almost threw in Flounder just for funsies.
Oh my god, true. I would... Bring it.
I suggest that you castrate Gaston. What?
Oh. Wouldn't that kill him, like Samson?
Yeah, I mean...
He loses power.
Just apply pressure to the wound, I don't know.
Okay, I guess, like, I obviously wouldn't want to, you know, take part in any sort of bestiality.
He does change later.
Yeah,
but you said the Beast. You didn't specify Prince.
I specified
no
Beast.
Face.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I'd kill the Beast. Everyone's out to kill the Beast. I'd...
That money, honey.
I'd marry Belle. And, yeah, I guess I'd screw Gaston. Maybe kill him afterward. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's no rule in this that you can't, like, do one action after the other, right?
So, really, we could just kill them all. Like,
yay!
I mean,
marry Belle.
Well, I gotta say... I would enjoy the sing-alongs with Gaston, personally. You know, that could mean a lifetime of happiness if you don't need that much, right? I'm just saying. Devil's advocate, that's all.
All right. So, I guess I'll go next.
Sure.
We're going to go cross-fandom now?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking Disney theme. That's the one I've got prepared.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you guys want to do Disney theme then? So we're just going to keep this Disney theme. All right.
I love this whole Disney theme. Like, this is just, it just completes my weekend. My weekend's over.
Okay, so Maleficent. Let's see. Sebastian. And
Oh, this
Scar.
Is getting kinky.
Oh, what?
Scar. There's a lot of bestiality in there, but we're just going to have to look past that and focus.
Did you say Scar?
Yeah, I did say Scar. I said Scar, Sebastian, Maleficent.
Man.
Wait, back up. You said Sebastian.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
I would marry Sebastian.
I would marry
Sebastian.
Sebastian would give you crabs.
That's why I wouldn't marry him.
if I marry the crab, can I screw him too?
Oh, duh!
I am marrying Sebastian.
Personally, I think Maleficent is hot, but I don't think that you could... I don't know if she's marriage material, you
just
know?
Don't
she's
get her
got
angry.
A lot of, she got
just
a lot
get,
of baggage.
Guys,
don't, just don't get
imagine,
her angry.
Imagine the kinky sex in that. I'm just saying.
For real, but yeah, it seems almost like a crime not to kill her, but Sebastian sounds delicious.
I know.
Sebastian and who else?
Butter him up.
Scar.
I would kill Scar. I would.
And Scar is just so whiny.
He is.
But he has.
He's plotting, manipulative. You know, not unlike a lot of marriages I've known.
Are we assuming that the beasts are now human?
No.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what Disney taught us to believe. So.
So I think that I would marry Sebastian because he would be a great life partner. I would, I don't want to kill Maleficent, but I mean Scar, like, as a human, he would probably be kind of hot. I don't know.
He's got that scar, you know?
Damn it.
No, he would be, like, scrawny. He would be, like, Christian Bale in The Jacket.
Yeah, he would be, like, all, like, lanky, and he has, like, the cool hair, and, like, he'd be totally hot.
It's hard
I'm
to
just
say.
Saying.
So, huh. Any... Lanky
you mean he's not
part
of the lion? What's that
hair.
About?
Julia, right there.
No.
Her body is ready.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm going to have to kill Sebastian because I want to eat
what?
Him. I want to eat him. He's delicious.
Can you do that when you marry him?
That sounds like sex more than...
I suppose. Well, I mean,
no,
I could kill Scar,
Sebastian.
But it's like, I don't know. The lion doesn't sound right. But right now, seafood sounds delicious. Let's see. I also have some scallops that I would like to put. Anyway, sorry. I'm planning dinner now.
Wait. Where do you want to put these scallops?
around Sebastian in the pot.
Ooh, and a nice flounder on the side.
Sebastian to be BFF
oh, man, yeah.
Maleficent?
I would. Maybe I could just kill both Sebastian and Scar and have a little surf and turf.
I would just have like an issue watching any sort of Disney movie with Vinny. Like he'd just be hungry the whole time. Like holy crap, that looks good.
You realize we've said they're human now, right? Do you know the implications of what you're saying?
I'll give you a hint. Cannibal.
Still okay with that. Okay. I'm trying to think. I can't make them human. I can talk to them. I'm fine eating a talking crab. I'm okay with that.
I am fine marrying a talking crab.
The lion. Man. You know what? That's a really tough toss-up between Scar and Maleficent. Which one do I screw? Which one do I marry? See, like,
I
don't know.
Think
I
of the
like...
dungeon. Think of the dungeon. All the chains. Just
yeah,
keep that
in mean,
mind.
And I figure she's going to put in the effort. Scar seems like he's going to be kind of lazy, honestly.
Yeah.
Think about, like, how he's just lounging about, making plans, making other people do it, making Zazu sing and dance. I mean, I do like to sing and dance, but I don't want to have to do it all the time. So, yeah... Yeah.
Yeah, he wants sex and a show.
Yeah.
Right,
it's just messed up. So I guess screw Maleficent. And then marry Scar and we just have this really dysfunctional relationship. I'm watching my back, he's plotting, you know, brooding, you know.
I just marry the fuck out of Maleficent. I mean,
can I get my answer?
Yeah,
yes.
You can.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to I'm going to marry Sebastian because he would be a great life partner, but he's not going to be a sexual partner. What's going to happen is we're going to have an open marriage, and Scar is, yep, because he would be an attractive human. You cannot deny that.
No, he would.
And he really would. He would have it going on. And then I'm just going to have to kill Maleficent because I would want to be BFFs with her, but I mean, like, I don't know.
Friend of beast. Yeah.
It would be hard to be friends with her, but I would want to. So I'd probably just kill her. That's usually my solution. So,
mine would have been different if I didn't have to eat Sebastian.
You can't marry him. You can't fuck him. Might as well kill him.
Oh, God.
No, I'll just kill Sebastian and marry Maleficent.
I could
what?
Marry an. I could marry a Nate.
I would marry
Sebastian.
The hell out of Sebastian.
I can't decide.
Yeah,
do,
it's really.
Do you
want
to move on to the next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julia, you do one.
Okay, I have. MSK, Ursula's eels, Abu, the monkey, and Mrs. Potts.
That's easy.
Mary, Mrs. Potts. Yeah.
Mary,
go ahead.
I'd have a threesome with the eels. I would then go on to marry Mrs. Potts, and Abu just always annoyed me, so I'm just going to kill Abu.
I'm going with Kimber's answer. I agree with Kimber.
Cool. So we're all in agreement.
I don't know.
That threesome with the eels, that, damn.
The electrifying, eh.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, marry Mrs. Potts, do the eels, no. Yeah, I just can't do Abu, so yeah, Abu's gotta go.
You're okay with snake-like water creatures.
But they're human, so...
It's electric.
I got you. Okay, anyway.
Well, I don't know, Miss Potts' spout is pretty hot.
It's steaming, some might say.
Oh. Can we insert sound effects? She needs a little drum beat there.
Saul, do you have an MSK?
No. Oh, well, let me think.
Addy, do you have one while I'm thinking?
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Dopey.
Oh, gosh. Kill.
Come on, let me finish.
That's what she said.
Okay. Dopey. Trying to come up with two really good ones.
But you keep thinking, I gotta change mine. I can't kill Abu. I'm gonna marry Abu. I'm gonna do Mrs. Potts, and I'm gonna kill the eels and eat them. Right alongside Sebastian.
God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a vegetarian, but rice. I used to eat meat, and eels are really good in sushi.
Yep. That eel sauce, I don't know what they make it out of. I'm just gonna
corn
assume.
Syrup.
Oh, darn.
You got it yet, Saul?
Why can't it be pure eel?
Dopey, Dory, and the cricket from Mulan.
Oh my god, okay.
I would marry the cricket.
Wait, no, killing crickets is bad luck.
A cricket couldn't even talk, it would be so boring.
Dory?
No,
cricket.
Dory, like marrying Dory would just be like,
who's Dory?
51
first dates, yeah.
51 first dates. And
who's
like,
Dory?
You could have shameless sex with her. She wouldn't remember. I mean, like, that sounds
oh,
kind of, like,
sounds
really
crazy,
bad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're awful. Well, who
I don't
want
to screw Dory, because after we do it, she'll forget, and there will be no restraining charges or anything.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's really, like, but are you taking
crazy.
Advantage? Yeah, but, like,
she's
like a
who
child.
Who is Dory?
How do you
the
not
fish.
Know who Dory is? From
played
Nemo.
By Ellen DeGeneres
oh,
in Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, sorry.
That's
just
another side dish to Vinny.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, true. So we got Dory and, but I really want to, no, I guess I'm going to do the cricket. Marry
the
Dopey.
Cricket. No, you wouldn't even be able to feel anything.
Eat
God.
The fish.
Oh, you'd
I'm
feel
just
something.
I appreciate effort. What?
I'd kill Dopey.
Saul, do you experience?
I love Dopey.
I'd be really freaked out if there was a cricket in my nether regions. I'm just saying. What's that?
It would tickle.
God, it would be awful!
God.
You know
what does this become?
Crawling on your knee? Imagine the bug slowly moving up your knee.
Oh my God.
That sounds kinky.
That's why I included him in
there. Hey, it's not like it's a cockroach. Think about a cockroach.
Oh God.
Very
All right, so I guess we're going to go ahead and, close this podcast with the last topic, and I think what we decided to do was we were going to go ahead and cross ship like different fandoms, so we'd take different fandoms and ship different characters from them. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the one that you told me earlier, it is amazing.
Which one?
The little Neville Longbottom and Prim?
Yes.
I would ship that so much.
I think they'd be really cute together. I really do.
I find Prim kind of annoying.
Really, I found like she was like the only tolerable character.
Well, if we, well, I haven't, you know, I'm still in Catching Fire because, you know, I just got a break from school. And I plan on reading it, actually, you know, starting tomorrow. I probably will have it read this week and then start Mockingjay. Maybe even get them both read this week. Because I hear Catching Fire has a big cliffhanger at the end of it.
Mm, yeah, it does.
Yeah. What about Colin Creevy in Prim?
Oh, he was annoying. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't ship him.
Julia was saying that Prim was annoying, so...
Yeah, but different levels. Like, I could see, like, what you're like, no, but Colin is just like, he's just like that kid that won't go away.
I was really upset, though, because it was really tragic.
Yeah.
He was just, like, so innocent, and he didn't even know what he was doing. Like, that's...
I'm gonna throw one out there just to mix elves a little bit. Well, I'm gonna go with Winky and Legolas.
No! Oh my god. Dobby and Gollum. That would be cute.
I think that's been shipped already.
Really?
Why would you do that to Dobby?
Sherlock and the Invisibility Cloak.
No, Sherlock and the Mirror of Erised.
Oh my god, what was the mirror from Beauty and the Beast?
I don't know if she has a name. She's like
That's funny,
mom.
Though. That's funny.
Yeah, definitely that mirror in the Mirror of Erised. Definitely.
Can we start shipping these inanimate objects together? The broom from the broom cupboard in Goblet of Fire and the broom from Sleeping Beauty.
Where were we? Like, where
shipping. Winky and Legolas, Dobby and,
Gollum, definitely.
Gollum. And then...
Julia and the Cricket.
Julia and the Cricket.
Get it away from my vagina.
The Cricket hops. Julia, the Cricket hops.
Okay.
Oh, stop it!
We keep it hopping. Sorry.
When it hits climax, his legs just start shaking. It's beautiful.
And then you hear that chirpy noise.
Oh my god!
Just really fast chirping.
And then the cricket also makes noise.
Oh. We're terrible. We're terrible. We're all going hell for this conversation.
Have nightmares.
Okay, what other ships are we talking about? See, I don't really do the shipping. I think it's silly and funny. That's why I did a ridiculous one.
Can we ship ships like Captain Hook's ship?
yes.
Let's see. What's another ship? I can't. Oh, Jack Sparrow, Captain Jack Sparrow ship.
The Black Pearl?
Have, like,
yeah, that one. Okay, I can't believe it.
Can you imagine what Captain Hook looked like when he was young?
So.
Why?
Kimber is shipping the Black Pearl with the Jolly Roger.
Oh, the Jolly Roger, that's me. I don't think, okay, yeah, definitely. I ship that ship.
Oh my god, they would be ship. Such amazing lifeboats.
You want to talk about ship. A ship that sails itself?
Hi, Daddy, I give you. I give you props. Thanks.
Okay, but Julia, why were you discussing Captain Hook while he was young?
Yeah, well, think about how attractive he probably would have been when he was young. I mean, I haven't looked at a picture of him in a while, but he's, like, real old now. He's just got a wig.
Which incarnation would you go, what are you talking about, the cartoon?
Or Hook?
I don't know. Well, I guess the cartoon, whenever he was, like, really, really, like, a lot younger, because he's really old now.
Yeah. Because, hey, like... Guys. We could look at a young Dustin Hoffman if y'all want.
Yeah.
There, I just searched young Captain Hook. I don't. Okay, now I just feel like a pedophile. I'm gonna. That's upsetting. To clarify, I meant like above 18 young. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know. Like you're like screwing crickets now, so I don't even know if you have any sort of world.
Like, well, Julia, what are your boundaries? Like,
I really thought you meant Lost Boy Young. I really thought you meant Lost Boy Young.
Who?
No.
What? Lost Boy Young. I thought that was, like, a name of, like, a band or something.
Oh, no. I'm going to ship, actually, the Lost Boys with the Gummy Bears. Anybody remember that cartoon, the Gummy Bears?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I just think they get along.
I feel like
really
that
well.
Would just. I feel like no. That would just be like the most amazing orgy like on a cartoon version ever.
I didn't even mean
that. Just said orgy, but... guys.
Got it.
It's not like I didn't know what it meant.
No, but you really? Said it, which is like a little bit different.
Guys, I have a ship. It's Mushu and Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh my god.
Hey, can we do another Kill Screw Mary? I just want to kill Mushu.
I love Mushu.
I will
cook Mushu and put him on my plate with those eels and Sebastian.
You'll have to do that after I screw him, Vinny.
That makes it dirtier.
Oh, God.
And on that note, I feel we're going to go ahead and call this podcast to a close. Did you guys have any last things to say before we... ended this.
I love you all.
Whatever appropriate disclaimer I should have made at the beginning, consider it made.
Better late than never, I suppose.
What was heard can never be unheard.
Unless you're like Dory.
Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I'll just say I'm sorry.
Okay. So this has been the first Granny podcast. I don't know when we'll be doing the next one, but hopefully it'll be soon, because I actually had a lot of fun doing this, and I'm really excited to see how this turns out. So, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for inviting us. Bye.